Meet Dave Porcello, a 33-year-old self-described geek who moved to Vermont from Boston about 6 years ago.
I do consider myself a hacker. Hacking to me is all about a passion for technology and learning how things work at a very deep level.
When he first came to Vermont, Porcello worked for an insurance company in Montpelier, but he gave up his day job and started Pony Express, a company that makes hardware used to test the vulnerability of computer networks. The company's name has its background in hacker culture, because as any hacker worth his salt knows, to pwn a computer network means to own it or control it. Pony Express has a dozen employees, and many of them are hackers who've been active at Laboratory B in Burlington, which, like other hacker spaces, is a shared workspace where tech enthusiasts share tools and expertise. Pony Express sales director Mark Hughes says the young company wouldn't be where it is today if it weren't for hackers.
Just about every feature of the products that we currently have, a lot of the really cool whiz-bang stuff, has been as a result of direct input from our friends in the hacker community, the security community.
Those products range from a $900 tablet called the PwnPad to a desktop device that sells for nearly $4,000. All of this hardware does basically the same thing, something called penetration testing, which tries to determine how secure a network is.
Why not test your network in the same way in which it would be attacked? And why not have the same type of technology that would be used to attack you to assess your own network?
The first Pony Express product was called the Pwn Plug. In early 2011, Dave Porcello took a backpack full of them to an East Coast hacker convention known as ShmooCon and sold them all. After ShmooCon, sales of the Pwn Plug took off, in part because a lot of the hackers at the convention had day jobs in the cybersecurity field and started talking it up at work. In July 2011, Pony Express went to DEF CON in Las Vegas, one of the oldest and largest hacker conventions. The company sold more than $75,000 worth of gear there. At this point, the devices have been sold in 15 countries. Most of its customers are computer security professionals, but Pony Express does a significant business with the federal government, including a lot of what it refers to as three-letter agencies. Pony Express has become a business success for its founders, but the very products it makes are also a cause for concern among security professionals. Professor Peter Stevenson runs Norwich University's Center for Advanced Computing and Digital Forensics.
The thing that makes Pony Express different is that it can be brought in clandestinely, added to the network, and then accessed externally. So if I sneak a Pony Express into the system and I have a way to connect to that Pony Express from outside, then I'm inside. I have mixed emotions about it. From the standpoint of a penetration tester, I think it's great. From the standpoint of the security guy who's got to protect the network, that would make me a little nervous.
Pony Express says it tries not to sell to people with criminal intent, but there's only so much it can do to vet its customers. Despite the potential for these products to end up in the wrong hands, Peter Stevenson is very keen on Pony Express.
I wish there were 100 Pony Expresses here in Vermont. I really do. I hope there are other high-tech industries, businesses, people who look at successes of companies like Pony Express and say, gosh, I could go do that in Vermont. Vermont is a place that very well could have a high-tech future. If we just look at companies like Pony Express, I'm hoping there'll be some other entrepreneurs that'll get good ideas and go out and try to do them.
Pony Express is poised for expansion. The company is working to attract venture capitalist funding and expects to more than double its staff by the end of the year. The expansion could mean relocating its headquarters to Burlington and using the Berlin location for assembly and order fulfillment. Once again, CEO Dave Porcello.
I moved up here for a reason. I love it up here. Being in the high-tech career world, you know, there aren't a lot of information security positions in central Vermont or Vermont as a whole. So it's really a big win for all of us. You know, we get to do what we're passionate about and still stay in the place that we love.
For VPR News, I'm John Kalish.